Vacancy, turnover, and leasing. Vacancy, turnover, and leasing, much like maintenance, are continual time and money eaters. In fact, I would venture to say that money and time lost from vacancy will be the biggest stress point of managing your property. If it takes you 2 weeks to get a place rent ready, you have lost 2 weeks of potential income. As a property manager, it is essential to have systems in place for turning an apartment quickly and efficiently. First off, you have to be able to assess the condition of the unit upon the move-out of the resident. It would be wise to have a form to fill out. I do this in my company. We have an inspection form that is carbon copied. You can go onto my website, kenmcelroy.com, and see an example. We fill out this form when the resident moves into their unit and have them sign it, and we do the same when they move out. I cannot stress enough the importance of documentation. If you just wing inspections, the chances you will miss something, possibly something very costly, are great. Beyond that, if you have a dispute with a previous resident over damage to your property and haven't documented the history of the unit, you're not going to have a leg to stand on legally. One thing that we do is take pictures at move-in and at move-out. Photo documentation is a very powerful tool in protecting yourself. It's very hard for a resident to argue they aren't responsible for damages when you can produce photographic evidence, but they still will. Once you have assessed the situation of the unit at move-out, you have to do two things. One, you have to determine how much, if any, of the resident's security deposit you're going to refund. Two, you have to line up the work that is needed on the unit. Maybe the unit needs to be painted and the carpets need to be cleaned. Are you going to do this by yourself or hire outside help? Either one will take time and money. How much, exactly, we will examine in the next chapter. Just know that it's not a little, it's a lot. Also keep in mind that during this entire time, you are losing money due to the lost rent because the unit is vacant. This is especially true if you had a family occupying your property. I know firsthand how true this can be. Over the last 2 years, my family and I have been living in a townhouse while we were building our dream house. Our plan was to rent the unit after we moved into our new home. I have 2 sons. One is 9 and the other is 6, and both are full of life. That is a nice way of saying that they are pretty much out of control the majority of the time. If it isn't baseballs flying into sheetrock, it's boys slamming into walls while wrestling. Kids will cause all kinds of damage. They will create beautiful artistic masterpieces with crayons on your walls. Posters will be pinned into walls, and staples will hold up arts and crafts projects. When we moved out, the entire townhouse required patchwork. The walls needed to be repainted. The carpets in my son's rooms needed to be replaced, and the whole house needed a thorough cleaning. All said and done, I was $4,000 out of pocket. The cost to turn a property is tangible. You can see how much you are spending. You can feel the pain in your pocketbook as you write more checks. Often overlooked, however, is the cost that comes from lost income while the unit is vacant. Take my townhouse, for example. All the work that needed to be done took a month. Then finding a resident took another month. The market rent for that type of townhouse is roughly $1,500 per month. That's $50 a day in lost revenue. Obviously, you can see how important it is to make the process of turning a vacant unit as expedited as possible. There is an old saying that goes, "Sales solve all problems." The same holds true for leases. The quicker you can get into your vacant unit, document what needs to be done, take care of any legal issues, complete the turn work, and re-rent the unit, the better. This is where professional property managers have a huge advantage over owners who manage their own properties. When it comes to leasing, professional property managers have established client bases, deep advertising connections, and a network of other professionals who frequently refer potential residents to them. You will never have better buying power than a large property management company. That is not to say you cannot be successful at leasing your property if you manage it yourself. It will just, inevitably, be harder and more expensive. If you're managing your own property, there are definitely some practices that you should adopt from the pros. Always do a thorough background check. I can't stress this enough. If you don't use a standard rental application, you can review one on my website, kenmcelroy.com. You need to have one that requires social security numbers, work history, and rental history. Also, it's worth the time to subscribe to credit check companies that will run credit and criminal checks on your applicants so that you know exactly what you're getting into. The best part of credit check services is that you charge the potential resident to run their own credit report, something we call a pass-through. In the end, there's absolutely no expense to you. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. This was the first mistake that my in-laws made when renting to Ross. When I asked them what background checks they did, their response was, "We didn't check everything, but we ran a few checks to satisfy ourselves that they were fairly stable." When I pressed for details, it became clear that they had only talked to some of the references that Ross had listed on his application. Unfortunately, people lie. That is the brutal truth. Thus, it is always in your best interest to have every detail of an application investigated by a professional organization. It's been my belief that most potential residents with shady backgrounds will be so put off by background checks that they will take an application, leave the office, and you will never hear from them again. Just implying that you will be running a background check will deter 90% of the applicants who have a less than stellar background.